From the Sky News Centre at 7. A law making it illegal to create non-consensual intimate images will be brought in this week. The technology secretary sped up the process. It's as the regulator Ofcom investigates X's AI chatbot Grok, following reports it's created sexualized images of women and children. America's Israel ambassador says neither the US nor Israel are making plans to attack Iran just yet. But White House press secretary Caroline Levitt says Donald Trump's not afraid to use military force.
One thing President Trump is very good at is always keeping all of his options on the table, and airstrikes would be one of the many, many options that are on the table. Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. What you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately.
Rights groups claim more than 550 have been killed in countrywide protests. A man who launched a violent glass bottle attack on a ScotRail service has been jailed for 12 years. Thomas Craig targeted two men on board a train in February 2024. MPs claim the head of a water firm, which has left homes and businesses in Kent and Sussex without supplies for a second time in 2 months, is not up to the job. A major incident's been declared. Mims Davis is the Tory MP for East Grinstead, an affected area.
Again, a shambolic response. Again, constituents left with poor, misleading or no communication, leaving too many vulnerable people, even on the priority services register, waiting.
South East Waters apologised. The Conservatives claim reform is fast becoming the party of has-beens. Former Tory Chancellor Nadeem Zahawi's defected. And non-league Macclesfield's reward for beating holders Crystal Palace is a home tie against Premier League side Brentford in the FA Cup fourth round. The winners of tonight's game between Liverpool and Barnsley at Anfield will host Brighton. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A father who attempted to murder his baby girl has been jailed for 35 years. Fridian Jamieson snapped and threw her at a TV in their home near Newcastle Emlyn last July. The infant survived, but she suffered life-changing injuries. A judge at Swansea Crown Court said the 35-year-old had a fit of uncontrolled temper. A Dinas Powys family say they face a long road ahead after their house was destroyed by fire. More than £3,000 has been raised for the Bucklers following a blaze on Caerphilly Close early on Friday. Fire chiefs said it was started accidentally by a lithium battery for an e-scooter. One person was injured after jumping from a window to escape. Plans for a major new solar farm have been on show in Sully tonight. The Welsh Government-backed scheme could see a site at nearby Lavernock generating enough power for nearly 14,000 homes. Mark Roberts is a project manager from Trydanwyr Cymru.
Not all of that site would be used for solar farm, but we can use the Welsh Government land to enhance biodiversity and also to link in and possibly improve recreational access by enhancing those footpaths to the benefit of local communities who use the area.
Another drop-in event will be held in Penarth next weekend as part of a public consultation. And six stretches of road here in the Vale are set to have their speed limits changed. Three routes in Cowbridge, Roos and Sully could soon switch from 20 to 30 miles an hour, but three more in Landoch, Penarth and Ogmore-by-Sea could go the other way. Vale of Glamorgan Council will discuss the report on Thursday. In sports, Wrexham face an all-championship clash with Ipswich in the fourth round of the FA Cup. The Hollywood-backed Reds are the last Welsh club in this season's competition after beating Nottingham Forest on penalties. Ties will be played on Valentine's weekend.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio. All the girls on the block.
It's a boy on his knees and repeat after me, say, Is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you today's show? So we're going to be looking back at the football and rugby that's taken place across the Vale. We're also going to be looking forward to the rest of the domestic football and rugby taking place around the Vale. We're going to be having a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in ice hockey, all that and more from the sports around the Vale. But would you like to be Sports Club of the Week here at Bro Radio? Then what you need to do is go on to broradio.fm and click on the link, and that will give you the information of what you'll need to do. So what we're looking for will be a 90-second video, and it's just basically you telling us a little bit about yourself, your role and name in the sports club, a little bit of history about the sports club, and if you've got any sort of significant events coming up, and how people can get involved, what's happening in the upcoming season, and if you've got any opportunities for people to come and help volunteer or even take part in the sport. And then what you need to do is simply upload that to an email that to me at Bro Radio using the email address sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, and you could be featured here at Bro Radio of our Sports Club of the Week. But coming up next at Bro Radio, we're going to be looking at what's been happening in the football around the Vale.
I can see.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So what's been going on with the football around the Vale? And sometimes it's a bit of a worry that the sports show turns a bit into the weather show at times here. But in the Cymru Premier, all six fixtures, including the Barrytown home game on Friday, had been postponed following Storm Gerrity. It was postponed because it was the last game for all the teams of Phase 1 to decide on the six teams that were going into the Champions Conference and the six teams that would be in the bottom six of the Welsh Premier League. And if we can all cast our minds back about 12 months to last year, the FAW allowed some of the games to go on, but not all of them to go on, and that had that gave people potentially an advantage over what were they needed to do to get a result to get into the top six. So on the Friday morning around 10 o'clock, I think there was an announcement from the FAW, and they decided that they to basically postpone all six fixtures. There were four of the six matches had teams that could have some impact on who would go in the top six and who wasn't going to make it to the top six. So they decided, and just under their project to protect the sport and integrity, that they would postpone all fixtures. But the good news is then you're not having to wait too long for that. So on Tuesday, so tomorrow night at 7:45, Barrytown take on Llanelli, and that's going to be their final game of the Phase 1. They're currently sixth in the table, and they're just ahead of Cardiff Met on goal difference. So what they need to do to beat Cardiff Met is they need to better their result, or the goal difference needs to come in. But Cardiff Met do have a difficult game because they're off to Pen-y-Bont, and Pen-y-Bont are already in the Championship Conference, but that's not going to be an easy match there. But I think it's looking promising this year for Barry that they're going to make it into the Champions
chip convent, and it's nice that there was a decision made early to have the games postponed there. But that does mean that there's unfortunately no Cymru Premier results for me to bring you from the weekend. However, keep an eye on Bro Radio for the results of that match as the game finishes on tomorrow. And then we can find out how the fixtures are looking for phase two there for Barrytown United. And for the Barrytown United women's team, they've got a really tough home game on Sunday. They're taking on Wrexham, so that they've not long completed their last match with a nice little 4-1 win, but hopefully they can continue the momentum now and they can carry on. It is going to be a tough game against Wrexham, but it's on Sunday, so if you're looking for something to do on the weekend, then go along to support the team there. What else has been happening across the Vale with football as well? Well, unfortunately, I think Scrum Goretti kind of won this weekend when it comes to a lot of the outdoor sports. Lanswick Majors, Cymru South trip to Ynysiad Albion's, that was also postponed. That was postponed due to a frozen pitch. And in fact, only two of the Saturday fixtures in the Cymru South beat the weather conditions. So Lanswick Majors fixture was called off after an early pitch inspection, but they do return next Saturday when they play host to Pontypridd United, and that's in the first round of the Welsh Blood Cup service game, and that's followed by a rearranged league game at Cumbrian Celtic on Tuesday the 20th. What else has been going on? Well, Corrie Ely, they did manage to get their Friday night game to go ahead, and they held a Newport City to a 1-1 draw, and it was ex-Barrytown United captain Kay McLagan took the lead for the hosts on 11 minutes, and that's with his 8th goal of the season, and that was assisted by Rhys Kavanagh. But Dan Griffiths equalised from a Howell Davis cross just before the half hour mark for the Young Guns, who remain 4th in the table. And they're playing next on Friday, and they're at home to Trevelyan. And Trevelyan closed the gap at the top of the table with a 3-1 victory over Tree Thomas Bluebirds. And that's a third straight win for Andy Hill's side, who are now 5 points behind leaders Cambrian United, and they have two games in hand. And Ammerford retained third place in the table with a comfortable 3-0 win at Pontypridd United. Dinas Powys, they didn't have a game, but they do restart their season away to Llanaginnan on Saturday. Ely Rangers on Saturday, they're away to Club Cymraeg. And Cardiff Airport, they lost 3-0 at home to Pure Swansea FC. So Mason Kelly with the game's first goal, Ollie Roberts with the second, and Ricky Kerr with the third. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport fourth with their next game on the 24th, and that's at home to Seven Sisters. So that brings you up to date with what's been going on with the football from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. We know the recycling and waste can certainly pile up this time of year. This festive season, please continue to recycle as much as you can. And for the few things that can't, we'll collect up to 6 black bags on your usual collection day between the 29th of December and the 16th of January. Recycle more, waste less. Together, we make a difference. Don't forget, collection days may change between Christmas and New Year. So check your collection days at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/Christmas. Vale of Glamorgan Council, working in partnership with Bro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
No matter the weather, get a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to be now dipping into your domestic rugby to see what's been going on. And Barry RFC are facing an uphill battle in the Admiral League following a 24-19 defeat to Abercumboy in Division 1 East Central. It was a much improved second half performance, but was not enough to save the Bombers from another crucial defeat at the Reservoir Field. This one against fellow strugglers. The damage was done in a poor first half, which saw the hosts concede three tries for a 17-0 deficit at the break. While Barry hit back with three tries of their own after the break, Abercumboy scored a fourth and bonus point victory, lifting them 4 points clear of the Bombers, who are doing themselves no favours in the battle to avoid relegation and remaining just above the drop zone with games running out. Abercomboy enjoyed the majority of the possession in the first half, with Barry squandering their limited time with the ball. Too many penalties conceded, kicking from hand, giving possession back to the visitors, plus the regular problem of missed tackles with the Bombers on the back foot. Barry hit back in the first minute of the second half with Alan Evans rounding off a quick handler move, with a close range score and Owen Rees converting 8 minutes later. Evans got his second from a catch and drive following the penalty line-out as Barry dominated the set piece. But Abercomboy turned a brief spell of pressure into a fourth try on the hour. And although Barry reduced the arrears again 6 minutes from time, winning line-out possession and a swift handler move sending Josh Edwards in with Rees converting, that was as good as it got. Well, the final score was a vast improvement from the 44-3 defeat at Abercomboy back in October. This was another game that just got away from Barry. Now, with just 6 matches remaining to the turn of the season, around, starting with another must-win fixture at Cambrian Welfare on Saturday. And elsewhere in Division 1 East Central, Penarth beat title rivals St Albans 26-19, so they go 5 points clear at the top of the division, with St Albans have a game in hand over Penarth there, and that result also leaves Barry in 8th. In Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge ran out 19-13 winners at Taff's Well, and they are currently sitting in 4th place in Division 2 East Central, and their next game is away to Club Rugby Cymru Caerdydd. In Division 3 East Central, unfortunately, Lantwick Major and Dinas Powys' games were both postponed. I'm blaming Storm Goretti on that one as well. That means without a game being played, Lantwick Major currently sitting in 3rd and Dinas Powys sitting in 8th. And next week, Lantwick Major travel to Gilvac Gork, whereas Dinas Powys visit Penygroeg. And then in Division 4, Ogmore Vale, their game against Pontyclun was also postponed, which means they remain 8th in the division, and they next are at home to Tonarevel. And Division 5, Old Penarthians, their game did go ahead, but unfortunately they lost 40-14 at home to Trevor Cloyd. So that result leaves Old Penarthians sitting 8th in Division 5. But next they're away to Brecon. And in Division 6, East Central, Sully Sports, their game against the Bridge End Athletics seconds, that was postponed, and they're next in action away to Kevick Hill. But because of the game being postponed, that leaves Sully Sports sitting 8th in their division. And in the Women's National League Championships, Old Penarthians currently sit 3rd in the league. And they had a home 32-0 win against Grenovoid. But next fixture, next week on Sunday, they're actually playing the same opponents in the reverse of that. So I would imagine that they will be looking for a little bit of revenge after losing 32-0. But that brings you up to action with what's been going on with your rugby from around the Vale. But the next here on Bro Radio on the Monday Night Sports Show, we're going to be bringing you a track from our local music list. And this comes from Lucy That Sings, and it's Against My Own Advice. And Lucy is an independent singer-songwriter creating songs about life and love based in South Wales. Against My Own Advice is a reflection of this is going to hurt feeling of knowing that someone will be no good for you. It will be doomed from the outset, yet struggling through it to the painful end. But having been there, you wouldn't have it any other way.
Thank you. When I first saw you, I knew you were trouble and so much more. Still wanted you. Promised it was nothing, just a little bit of fun. But the firelight in the dead of night fused part of you to me. Against all advice, including my own, let it slip ahead.
Lucy That Sings from our local music here at Brew Radio on your Monday night sports show. So we're now going to have a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the ice hockey. So they had two games to bring you, and the first one was on Saturday where they were taking on Manchester Storm, and the Cardiff Devils missed the opportunity to close the gap at the top of the Elite League. When they went down 2-1 against Manchester Storm, Josh McDonald put the Devils ahead with the only goal of the first period as Cardiff looked to move a point behind the Panthers. But Brady Gilmore levelled for Manchester midway through the middle period, and Joey Dudek gave the Storm a first lead of the evening with under 9 minutes remaining on the power play. And Manchester held on for victory and they moved to fifth in the table, whereas meanwhile the Devils at that point, they dropped to third behind the Belfast Giants. And then on Sunday, the Devils, they were playing Glasgow Clan, and they needed to bounce back after that 2-1 loss against Manchester. And that did happen with a 1-0 victory over Glasgow Clan, and the only goal, it arrived in the 26th minute when Tyson Helgeson and Brett Pellini set up Brandt to score. And then that means that currently how the Elite Hockey League standings are, that the Devils are in third, so they've slipped a little bit. They've slipped to third. They've played 29 games and they've on 42 points now. The Nottingham Panthers have played the same number of games. They lead in the division at the league at the moment, and they're only 3 points ahead of the Devils. But the Belfast Giants are sitting on the same number of points as the Devils, but they've played two games less. Outside the top three, the Sheffield Steelers are sitting 2 points behind the Devils. Again, they've played 29 games as well. And I think looking at the league, I think the top four are kind of pushing their way away from the rest of the division at the moment. Manchester Storm are currently sitting in fifth. They've got 33 points, so they're 7 points behind fourth place, but they've played two games less. And then most of the other teams have played sort of 28 or 29 games there. So there's becoming, as I think we say sort of most weeks here now, there's been a little bit of a gap now that's forming. I think the top four and then the rest of the league. But the Devils, they do need to keep this going. And on Saturday, they're at home to Manchester Storm. And then on Sunday, they're away to the Guildford Flames. So that would do boost their league position, I think, if they could get two wins on the board there, and I think just a bit of momentum. It's no surprise when I talk about the ice hockey that they play so many games so quickly. I mean, some 2-3 games in a week. So this table can really move around quite a lot, but I do think it's starting to form itself now, and I do think that the top four are going to go on there, but the Devils are in there, and they've still got a fighting chance there. So let's just hope for a strong remaining of the season there for the Devils. So that's brought you up to date with what's been going on in the ice hockey. So up next year at Bro Radio, it'll be whetting your appetite to some sporting events that are coming up to look forward to here at Bro Radio.
This is
Bro Radio. If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barry, and you'll find all the details at mirandaleedance.com.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Do you know? And do you know? Do you know? Do you know what it feels like? Sign of changes. At least you can predict this every year. Love, you never know the minute it ends. Suddenly, I can't get to speak. Maybe find you all the things it took to save us. I could fix the pain that bleeds inside of me. Look in your eyes, don't say the same about me. I'm standing on the edge and I don't know what else to give. Just don't talk to me, babe. Flowing through my head, there's a question, is she needing another side of a man? Looking at me, looking at the last 3 years like I did.
I could never see us ending like this. Seeing your face no more, my pillow. It's a scene that never happened to me. But after this episode, I don't see. You can never tell how the next day life could be. Do you know what it feels like?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And as we've just started the new year, what have we got to look forward to coming up in the sports calendar? Well, the two biggest things for me in the next few months is the first one is the Wales have got their World Cup qualifying playoff game against Bosnia, and then if they win that, potentially Italy or Northern Ireland, and they could make it to the World Cup for the second successive time. Obviously, the waiting for the phase one of the Cymru Premier to be completed so we can see the fixtures for the second phase. Also got the, I'm also really looking forward to the cup game where Barrytown United, have got coming up in February, and they're still in the Welsh Cup as well, so there's a lot of sort of competitions there to get behind Barrytown United and other teams from around the Vale. But one of the biggest things to look forward to, and I'm hoping it's going to be something to look forward to anyway, is it's the Six Nations. And it sounds like it's a long time away. I always used to remember it being a lot longer than waiting after the new year for the Six Nations. But we wait not a huge amount longer, because on the 5th of February is the first game. And yes, that is right. That's the 5th. That is a Thursday. Fortunately, Wales don't play on that Thursday game, but that's to do with the opening of the Winter Olympics. Again, that's another thing to get really excited about. If you're a sports fanatic as well, the Winter Olympics, there's some absolute crazy sports there, but we'll potentially have a little dip in to see what's going on with Team GB in the Winter Olympics there. But let's stay with the Six Nations. So, yep, there is a Thursday night game. Unfortunately, it doesn't involve Wales. Wales do get their Six Nations campaign underway on Saturday, the 7th of February. So mark that in your diaries. And they are away to England. So they're down at the Twickenham. So that's a nice, easy start for Wales there. And just briefly, so it gets even easier. So their second game of the Six Nations, they're at home to France on the Sunday then. So that's a nice easy game. And then they stay home again on the following weekend, where they take on Scotland. So they've got three fixtures there in February. And then there's a Friday night game against Ireland in March. That's the big first Friday of March. Wales take on Ireland there. And then I think this phrase is coined from a lot of different sports, but it's Super Saturday. And we've got all three games. Wales sit there currently in the middle match there. So this is always before the ball's been kicked and the games have been started. It's always sort of all the hope and anticipation of what could be happening. Some people might say it couldn't get much worse than last Six Nations. We didn't win a game last Six Nations, so potentially we can go at least one better than that. It's always interesting. I mean, England away. Now, this is my uneducated opinion on rugby, just as an armchair supporter, not really played it at a high level at all. I think the Wales England playing them away, it's a bit of a free hit. Just go out and see what happens. They will have, and depending on what happens in that game, the momentum, I mean, potentially, you know, the probability is that we'll potentially lose that game against England. But there's always a little edge, isn't there? Even for someone like me who remembers watching the Six Nations, or Five Nations as it was then, back in the late 80s and early 90s, we there's always a bit of an edge with the Wales-England games, and we could always pull off a bit of a surprise there. So who knows? And I still, yeah, it was a home game, but it was away because they were playing in Wembley. That remarkable victory, the 32-31, with Jenkins having to pop the conversion over to win the game, that still lives long in my memory. But yeah, and then the home, and you've got the home crowd, France will be difficult. Scotland, there's always a chance at home against Scotland, I feel. And then Ireland away. No, Ireland away is always going to be difficult. Even when we're playing at our best, Ireland away is always difficult. They just seem to be a rugby machine nation. There's just, as one retires, there seems to be another one just as good to take the spot there. But that's, It to be honest, it's always a cracking game, though, the Irish game. And then we're at home against Italy. So if all else fails, you know, that would be the one that I think that we potentially pick up our victory. But we do know that Italy have done a number on us a few times, particularly at home. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the coming few months in the sporting world. But find us on the social medias and let us know what you're looking forward to coming to. There you can find Bro Radio on the social medias, or you can email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm.
I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind all my friends, I know they're all crazy, but they're the only friends that I have. I know I don't know you, but I'd like to skip the small talk and romance, girl. That's all I have to say, so I'm caving in, and stupid words keep falling from my mouth. You know that I mean well, my hands are meant for somewhere else. Your eyes are doing naughty butterflies.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's coming close to the end of another sports weekly roundup here at Bro Radio. But remember, if you would like to be featured in our Sports Club of the Week, then what you need to do is upload a 90-second video to the email sport@broradio.fm. And in that 90-second video, you need to tell us who you are, the club, if there's any history to the club, if there's any opportunities coming up, if there's people, if you've got space for people to volunteer, if you're looking to recruit more people, players or volunteers to the club. Also tell us if you've got something special happening this year. Is it an anniversary of the club, or has there been a volunteer at the club that have been there for a long time who the club you think wouldn't run without? But what you need to do is, once you take that 90-second video, is upload it to the email address sport@broradio.fm, and then you'll be getting your 90-second little bit on fame on Bro Radio. If you're not sure about what you need to do, then you can go to the website, and that's broradio.fm, and there is a link on there where you can have a look at, and it sort of gives you a little bit of an idea of what you need to say and do there on there. So I look forward to seeing all the posts that are coming through and announcing the Sports Club of the Week when we start doing that. And it's great, because as a local radio station, we try and bring sport to the people of the Vale, from the people of the Vale, and it's great to champion the different things that you're doing and the different sports clubs and the things that go on and happen in them sports clubs. And we know that from any sort of volunteering with clubs, that it's the volunteers and it's the people behind the scenes that make them tick as well. So why not use this to have a little bit of an acknowledgement for all the hard work to the volunteers that make the sports clubs tick, make games happen, make practices happen. All without them, that we wouldn't have the sports that we all love so much. So again, I look forward to hearing and seeing all of them uploaded videos from all your sports clubs. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Shines like copper, but your work shoes are glistening. She's a PhD and I told you so. You've a knighthood and I'm not listening. She'll grab your Sandra Bullocks and slowly raise her knee. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, kitties to the park. Don't marry her, have me. Those lovely Sunday mornings with breakfast brought in bed, those blackbirds look like knitting needles trying to peck your head. Those birds will peck you so hard and throw away the key. Don't marry her, have me. And the kitchen's always tidy and the bathroom's always a bursting rose dream, and the socks smell of angels. Would you like?
sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.